This is Reverend Dr. Raymond Rivera, and this is the Nabi. The word Nabi in Hebrew means prophet, and this is a prophetic pastoral network. Today's subject or reflection is going to involve the four principles of holistic ministry. Those that heard my last reflection heard about the five dimensions of holistic ministry. These are the four principles of holistic ministry. A principle is something that doesn't change, that's permanent, that has gone through the test of time and has solidly weathered it. And so these four principles are applicable to ministry, the way you serve people. And the first principle is liberation. And the Bible says you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. The Bible says if the Son sets you free, you shall be free indeed. The Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, liberation, personal liberation. When you have an experience with God, when you have an experience with Jesus Christ, He liberates you. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, said Jesus in His inaugural message in the temple, and it has anointed me to preach the good news, liberty to the captives. So the first principle is liberation, personal liberation. God liberates your life, but it has a second component. It involves structural liberation, because not only are individuals fallen, but all of the systems, all of the structures are fallen. So God doesn't only liberate individuals, He also liberates structures. In the Old Testament, the narrative of the oppression of the children of Israel and God's liberating activity in the life of Moses. Moses goes to Egypt, and first he liberates the children of Israel from the political structures of Egypt. He takes them out of Egypt. Why? Because those structures were fallen. They were oppressive. They didn't let the children of Israel develop their potential because it restricted them. It made them slaves. So God had to liberate them politically. So liberation has a structural dimension. After that, he brought them to Mount Sinai. And there he gave them the law, the tablets of the law, which was spiritual liberation. But notice, in this sequence, political liberation came first, then spiritual liberation. I'm not arguing for sequence, but what I am saying is that liberation involves both the personal and the structural. The second principle is healing. And the Bible says that by His stripes we were healed. The Bible says, God speaking, I am the Lord your healer. The Bible says, and anything that you ask the Lord in His name, He will grant you, including healing. Call the elders of the church and anointing you with oil. The prayer of faith shall heal the sick, and if they were in sins, they shall be forgiven. Healer, the metaphor that I use is the wounded healer. The Bible says that by His stripes we were healed. So Jesus was wounded for our iniquity. So He was wounded for our sin. But by His stripes we are healed. So Jesus was the wounded healer. He was both wounded and a healer. And He calls us to be wounded healers. Because you that are listening to this podcast, have been wounded by sin, have been wounded by life. I'm sure if I ask you, show me your scars, you can show me the scars of life. You've been wounded, but at the same time, now you've been healed by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. You've been healed by His gift of healing. So you also are a wounded healer. And now you can go to other people and say, look, here are my wounds. I've been wounded, but now I'm also called to be an instrument of healing. So the second principle is that God calls us to be wounded healers. The third principle is community. And there are two Greek words, koinonia, which talks about authentic community, a community that's interdependent, a community that has had the ability to take off its mask and be transparent and be vulnerable and be present to each other. So God calls us to this ecclesia, to this authentic Christian community. But community has a second component. It's not only koinonia, but it's diakonia. And diakonia comes from that word deacon, which means to serve. The root word is to serve. So God not only calls us to be the community and connect with each other and be independent and live together, He also calls us to diakonia, which is to serve the larger community. So we're called to mission. We're not just called for spiritual navel gazing to see how great we are, to see how wonderful we are. No, God calls us to be an authentic community, but then He calls us to diakonia, to serve the larger community. That's why He said, go and make disciples of all nations. That's why He said, go and preach the gospel to every creature. That's why He said, be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Samaria, unto the ends of the world. So the third principle is community. Koinonia, be the community, and diakonia, serve the larger community. And finally, the fourth principle is transformation. And I define transformation as a call to perpetual growth. You never stop being transformed. You're transformed by the renewing of your mind. God calls you to constant growth. God calls you to grow from glory to glory. It's you're always reflecting, you're always analyzing, you're always moving to the next step. Transformation is an ongoing process, while liberation, the first principle, is the event. Transformation is the process. It's an ongoing thing in your life. Until that day when the Bible says, St. Paul says, that in the twinkling of an eye, this mortal body will become immortal, and this corruptible body will become incorruptible. And in a twinkling of an eye, this will happen. This is Reverend Dr. Raymond Rivera. This is the NABI, a prophetic pastoral network.